What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670. The
in a left center field and deep. This is a tie ball game.
1-1 pitch.
For me, it was all about playing defense. It was always defense first for me, so that was the pose that I wanted to go through.
There it is, way back, the record-breaking home run! Ryan Sandberg! He has now hit more home runs than any second baseman in history.
I really appreciate Ryan being my teammate because when I play short, I was active, I was kind of wild. But he was calm.
I had a certain toughness about me and an everyday player, and I played hurt. I played with stitches. I played with the flu.
In one word, how would you describe Sandberg? I mean, the word that came to mind was prepared. He was prepared every single day to have an opportunity to be his best.
Cairo will come in and pinch run for Rhino, and they'll allow Rhino to get a final standing ovation here at Wrigley Field.
Now listen to this.
With this journey I've been on now for the last 6 months, it's for me, it's all about family, and even extended out to friends, and it extended out to Cub fans. Now all the Cub fans are friends of mine. They always were, but now they're even to a different level of friends for me.
It has been known for quite some time that Ryan Sandberg has been very ill, and we have just heard that he has passed away at the age of 65.
The reason I am here is that I played the game a certain way, that I played the game the way it was supposed to be played. I had too much respect for the game to play it any other way. And if there is a single reason I am here today, it is because of one word, respect.
Rahimi and Harris on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It is Rahimi and Harris. Rami Makhlouf in for Layla today alongside Marshall Harrison live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We got Ray and Robbie on the other side of the glass. Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz on the video. Log on to twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. And a tough day in Chicago sports, a tough day for us here at The Score with the news of Ryan Sandberg's passing. We will talk with folks who knew Ryan Sandberg, who played with him, who covered him, who were mentored by him. Gary Sarge Matthews will be here at 10:25, Bruce Miles at 11, and Ian Happ at 11:25. And Marshall, I was at the game last night in Milwaukee. And it's funny, not in like a ha-ha way, but it's funny because I was at the Cubs for a Cure game last year at Wrigley Field when they announced that Rhino had been cleared of cancer. His doctor said that he had no cancer in his body at the time. And I welled up then. I welled up with tears of joy. And I was at the game last night and hearing the terrible news of Rhino's passing. And I welled up again, man, and it was a tough night. And I told the guys here on the show before we started that this, especially this first segment, might be tough for me because growing up in Chicago in the 80s, it was Walter Payton, it was Michael Jordan, and it was Ryan Sandberg, man. They were, you know, the holy trinity of Chicago sports. And as I was driving home last night from the game and listening to Chuck Swirsky doing an amazing job here on The Score last night, remembering Ryan Sandberg, he was asking fans, like, what is your first memory of Ryan Sandberg? And I was thinking about it, and the Ryan Sandberg game, Marshall, the game against the Cardinals with the home runs against Bruce Sutter, I don't know if it's like the 85 Bears, where I don't know if I actually remember it or if I just remember it through the highlights. I was 5 years old. You know what I mean?
I think there are some times in life where an event becomes so big.
Yes.
And you were young, granted.
Yeah.
You may not remember it specifically, but you've definitely heard enough about it growing up to understand that it has washed over you in a multitude of ways.
Yes.
And I think that particular, because I don't remember because I did not watch that game. And all of my memories of Ryan Sandberg come a little bit later. But I think the legend that was that game grew to such a level that everybody who was alive during that time definitely remembers it.
Absolutely.
In one way or another, even if you didn't see it live when it happened.
And I was so young that it all sort of melds together. And what I came to realize was, I don't know that I can give you one single moment of Ryan Sandberg as like my first or most glaring memory. Him winning the home run derby in 1990 was very cool. But the reason I can't is because he was like my entire Cubs consciousness or part of my entire Cubs consciousness growing up. You know what I mean? I said this last year with the news that he had been diagnosed. I watched cartoons. I read comic books growing up, but these guys were my superheroes. Ryan Sandberg and like I said, Peyton and Jordan and Andre Dawson, they were my superheroes. And watching him fight cancer the way that he fought cancer with that quiet dignity that he had as a player, he was more of a superhero doing that than he was ever as a player. And you found out even more about Ryan Sandberg as a man as he was going through this. And going through it for a guy who wasn't so public and didn't really show a lot of himself, he wasn't a look-at-me type of guy. He did it in the public in a way that I thought was so brave and so dignified. And I sat there at that game last night, man, and when I heard the news, I couldn't even, I mean, the game, it was like I wasn't even at a game anymore, Marsh. Like everything around me just sort of blurred out, and I just kind of sat there. I don't want to say in shock, because we did know that this was a possibility with the recent news that we knew about Ryan Sandberg, but It was a tough moment, man, and really all of last night, from the time that I heard the news to the time I got home, even the drive down to Chicago, back to Chicago, all of it is a little bit of a blur. Like when he retired, I couldn't even, like we talk about, I could never see another player wearing that jersey. I couldn't even imagine somebody else being the second baseman for the Chicago Cubs. You know what I mean? Like when he retired, I was like, wait, so somebody else is going to play that position? And I don't know that, like, Jordan was great, Peyton was great. I don't know that for me personally, anybody was ever so synonymous with a team and a position as Ryan Sandberg was. And even though he didn't do it with that look at me bravado or flair, you couldn't help but watch that dude when he was out there, whether it was playing second base or at the plate. You just couldn't his play and his work spoke for itself. He didn't need to be that flashy look at me type of guy. And just one more thing before I pass it over to you, Marshall. As I was driving home and listening to Chuck last night and people calling in with their memories of watching Ryan Sandberg, but of meeting Ryan Sandberg, of crossing paths with the man. And it was, you know, a 90-minute drive from Milwaukee to Chicago. And over that 90 minutes, 5-6 people said, you know, I had this moment with him, whether it was meeting him at the grocery store, at their kids' Little League game when he was there to watch his grandkids. And they would have the moment, and then as they were about, you know, they're saying their farewells to go their separate ways, Rhino would stop them and say, hey, do you want a picture? And I think I remember going to a game as a kid, he would stand by the wall there along the third or first base line signing autographs, and he'd be out there till somebody pulled him off the field. Even though he didn't want to attract so much attention, he knew how much attention was on him. He knew how much Cubs fans loved him, and he knew what that moment was for them, and he wanted to make sure they got the most out of it. And I think that says so much about the man. Like, we can talk about the player, but I think that says so much about the man and the relationship he had with Cubs fans and his place in Cubs history, and that even though he didn't tout it, or certainly didn't tout himself, he understood that. He understood his place, and he understood the relationship, and he understood how important he was to all us Cubs fans.
I think, Rami, one of the things you talk about, we have these moments in our lives where we're in what I call portrait mode. I don't know if you're familiar, like on the iPhone, you can do portrait mode where whatever's in the foreground takes the focus and everything else behind you is blurred. I think you probably had a moment like that when you learn of Ryan Sandberg's passing last night. I think you're spot on when you're talking about what you remember specifically as far as a moment from Ryan Sandberg on the field. Not that he didn't have many, many moments. I mean, you don't become an all-star and a gold glover over and over and over again, and then a Hall of Famer and an MVP without having moments. But I think the thing that stands out to him watching him play was just the steady consistency of what you were getting both at the plate in the approach and also out in the field. As sure-handed as they come in the way that he was able to field his position and make it an afterthought, a ball to second base, 4-3, go ahead and write it down on your scorebook. Because that's what it was. And for him, I think what I want people to understand about Ryan Sandberg is, as a guy who grew up watching him in 1988, that's when we got cable down in Alabama. And after that, baseball was life in the summertime. And when I say that, I mean WGN, Leadoff Man, Ryan Sandberg, Sean Dunston, let's see what they're going to do today. What kind of acrobatic double plays are they going to turn? What's Mark Grace going to do? Who's Andre Dawson throwing out from right field? It takes you back to a certain era and an understanding of what the Cubs were. And I think why Ryan Sandberg understood in those interactions, as we talk about his passing last night at the age of 65 here on Rahimi and Harris. Layla has the day off, Rami Makhlouf in for her. But we talk about that era. That's when famous people were famous people. Yeah. This is pre-social media. So I think he understood when he met someone, like, that was a moment. He could probably see the mixture of excitement, a level of anxiety when you meet a famous person, and a measure of just wanting not to mess up the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And he put people at ease. His personality, as I said, his self-awareness, and the way that he dealt with the fans. He understood that the fans are the lifeblood of the game. And that's why you had all those people calling in to Chuck Swirsky until midnight. And he could have gone overnight if he wanted to.
Yep.
Because his impact on so many people, whether they were adult fans, but specifically like you and me, the kids, at that time. People who really understand the impact they have on kids as sports stars. And Ryan Sandberg understood that. He knew that. He played the game. I don't want to sound cliche, but he played it a certain way because he wasn't doing things that were super flashy. He was just so fluid, both in the field and at the plate. I just remember whenever he hit a home run, it never seemed like it was a home run off the bat. It seemed like a long line drive. And next thing you know, it's way, way gone because that's how fundamentally sound his swing was, the swing path, everything. He wasn't out here on roids big bopping. And yet, even though he finished with, you know, less than 300 career home runs, this guy was the standard at second base. And he was also the standard as a human being. I interacted with him several different ways, both when he was coming up as a minor league manager, a wannabe major league manager, and as a major league manager. Then after his major league managing days, affable, amicable, always welcoming, always ready to engage in conversation. And we'll get into more of that later on in the show. But I want to make sure people know that we are here for you today. 312-644-6767 as we discuss Ryan Sandberg, his legacy. And I want to make sure people understand, I'm treating this as a celebration of Ryan Sandberg's life.
Yes. And I, first of all, this segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Last night, after the shock wore off and I sort of settled into things with the news that Ryan Sandberg had passed away, my next thought was, oh, I'm on the score tomorrow. I'm on the midday show with Marshall. And honestly, Marshall, no place I'd rather be today than here on this station. Well, there's always no place I'd rather be. This was the dream growing up. And one of the reasons it was the dream growing up was because of guys like Ryan Sandberg. They fostered, they instilled that love of baseball, of sports. And baseball was my first love. The Cubs were my first love. And to be here today with you, with Ray, with Robbie, with Cubs fans around this city on the Cubs Radio Network to mourn, but also, like you said, to celebrate this man's life, no place I'd rather be today. And I feel blessed and privileged to be sitting in this chair with you and talking to all you folks. And we want to hear from you as much as possible throughout the day. 312-644-6767. If you want to start lining up on the phone lines in between, Sarge Matthews is going to be joining us in a few minutes. Bruce Miles at 11. Ian Happ coming up at 11:25. In between that, we want to be talking to you guys at 312-644-6767. Here's a few texts that have already come in, Marshall. This from the 219. Good morning, Marshall. Good morning, Robbie. I'm right there with you, Rami. I was 10 years old watching the Sandberg game with Bob Costas. And yeah, man, like I said, he was the centerpiece of my Cubs consciousness. One thing I can tell you, one of my very earliest memories, Marshall, was my first Cubs game. And I was 8 years old. I was in third grade.
Set the scene. What year was it?
It was 1987.
Okay.
My parents and I'm just chilling in class. You know what I mean? Just chilling in class.
You got pulled out of school?
I get the call, you know, the call over the speaker. Rami Makhlouf, please come. Actually, they probably mispronounced my name. But
no, it's okay.
Rami Makhlouf, please come down to the principal's office. And I was like, oh, man, I didn't even do anything today. What did I even do today? And I thought I was in trouble. And I got down there and my parents were sitting there waiting for me. And I thought I was in real trouble at that point. And they didn't say much. They wanted it to be a surprise. You know what I mean? They didn't say much. And they took me out of school. And I remember the car ride going through our neighborhood in Rogers Park. I went to Clinton Elementary over there and driving through Rogers. And then, boom, there's Wrigley Field, which I had only seen on TV. I didn't even realize as a kid that young how close we were. You know, we were like 20 minutes from Wrigley Field and just boom, there it is. You know how it is when you're driving up to Wrigley. It's like house, apartment, house, storefront, whatever. And then there's the stadium. And I remember walking in, we were on the second level, and I remember just grabbing those bars and looking over it and looking down at Wrigley Field, and it was the greenest grass that I'd ever seen in my life. And you could smell the fresh cut. Like, I remember this vividly, and I just remember we were there for batting practice. My parents got us there good and early, and I just could not take my eyes off of Ryan Sandberg. Everything that he did, I was watching when he was at second base. I watched him when he was at the plate. I just watched every move that dude made, and he personified the Cubs. He personified baseball for me, and he still, to a degree, does to this day. I told Mullion Hall, it was hard for me to imagine somebody playing second base other than Ryan Sandberg for the Cubs, and to this day, you say Cubs second baseman, we're playing the word association game, Ryan Sandberg is going to be the first thing that comes out of my mouth, and always will be for the rest of my life.
Rhino or bust, and I can't wait to talk to Sarge, Gary Matthews, about his three seasons that he spent with Rhino. This is going to be an amazing show, and we can't wait to hear from people, including you who are listening, about Ryan Sandberg and what he meant to you.
People are correcting our pronunciation. I know, by habit, I say, like, on this day, really, we can't just, seriously, folks, Ryan, I got it. Ryan, I'm sorry, all right? But on this day, y'all are gonna be like that. Let's just celebrate the man. Let's just celebrate the man here together on the score. 312-644-6767. As Marshall said, Sarge Matthews will join us next. Bruce Miles at 11, Ian Happ at 11:25. When we're not talking to them, we want to talk to you at 312-644-6767. It's Rahimi and Harris, Rami Makhlouf in for Layla alongside Marshall, and back right after this on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The score.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Dallas Green put the team together, and it really clicked. The last week of spring training, Dallas brought over Gary Matthews and Bob Dernier. Now we had a leadoff hitter, a number three hole hitter. Both Sarge came from the Phillies. They just won the World Series. I was surrounded by players that experienced that and knew that. What made it special was the character of those guys and the work ethic and their winning ways and their winning attitude.
There's Ryan Sandberg talking about that legendary 84 Cubs team. It is Raheem Ian Harris, Rami Makhlouf in for Layla this morning, this midday, along with Marshall. And we're going to be remembering Ryan Sandberg all day long with you at 312-644-6767. Bruce Miles, who covered those Cubs teams for the Daily Herald for a long time, he'll be here at 11. Ian Happ at 11:25. But joining us right now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, a man who knows Ryan Sandberg well, long illustrious Major League career, including 84 to 86 with those Cubs teams. And alongside Ryan Sandberg, absolute pleasure to welcome in Gary Sarge Matthews. Sarge, how you doing this morning, my man?
Well, we're doing pretty good, really, under the circumstances, just going back and forth with a lot of the 84 guys. I think that it's, you know, test us in really a special way. And I shouldn't even say that, not only just our 84 guys, but honestly, the whole city of Chicago. I mean, he's just a great, great person, and having the opportunity to play with him, beside him, and to battle and to know what type of person he was is just words just can't explain it.
Sarge, I know that you guys had a lot of fun together, you and Rhino, and I think a lot of people might not know because of how, I don't want to say the word is serious, but how steady Ryan Sandberg was as a player. You got to see kind of another side of him as some of his teammates did. I mean, this guy was a bit of a prankster, much like yourself, was he not?
Well, I mean, very, very much a prankster, and like to really, you know, I mean, just have fun. And being an older player, I used to tell him, boy, you better be lucky you're the player you are. You'd be in no trouble doing all of these different antics and tricks. Only in the clubhouse now. Never out on the field. And like he would say that, you know, he is a baseball player. I can remember Joe Morgan, Marshall, calling me and saying, hey, man, you know, what do you think about this Sandberg? You know, they're considering for the Hall of Fame. And I said, what do you mean? And little Joe said, well, I never see him die for a ball. I said, you're kidding me, right? I said, first of all, and I would call him Joe Morgan. I said, first of all, little Joe, let me just tell you this. The reason he don't die for anything, because he's always in front of it, and he really almost invented the one bounce hop to first base and in an accurate way. He was just a true athlete. But I just told Joe, I said, hey, man, look at his resume. And I said, Joe, you don't have to take a second seat to any of the second basemen that I've seen. And I said, including you, little Joe. And then after he got in, and Joe called me back, he said, man, you're right, this guy was a hell of a player. And I said, yeah, man, that's why his uniform was always clean. He's always in front of the ball. And I said, instead of like you and some of my other second basemen knocking the ball out toward my way on a dot. I said, man, cut it out. Okay? But he earned his right, you know, true athlete, great times, obviously, playing golf. You know, with him and those kind of moments is even more you cherish just because of some of the, you know, the things he said. And the guy was so gifted as a golfer. I mean, like, you know, like a scratch golfer. Heck, he's one of the few guys still carrying a one or two iron in his bag. Who does that? So I used to tell him all the time, hey, man, you need to give up some strokes. And he would say, no, not giving up any strokes. He tell us, just play better. I go, yeah, easier said than done.
Talking with...
But you had to earn it, and again, what a great warrior.
Talking with Gary Sarge Matthews here on the Rahimi and Harris Show. Rami Makhlouf in for Layla this morning. And you talk about the fact that his uniform was never dirty. He never had to dive for the ball because he was always in position or getting to the ball in time. And he always talked about the extra 60 ground balls that he'd take after practice. And his preparation was as legendary as his game itself. How much did that go in terms of setting the tone for the rest of the team and how serious he was about the business of baseball when he wasn't pulling pranks on y'all?
Well, I mean, first of all, the rest of the team, there was several guys that would be able to set examples. Everybody was working hard. I mean, you remember when they came from spring training in 84, you know, the Cubs then were almost like the Bad News Bears. I don't even think they were winning any games, hardly, in spring training. And Dallas, you know, plucked me from Philly along with Bobby D. And a lot of people don't realize that Bob Denier was going to be going to the minor leagues. And then he wins a gold glove in 84, kind of resurrected his whole career. But there was a lot of pride in Rhino, and like we'd say, you know, get on. Bobby D was stilled. I mean, Rhino, get him over, we get him in. I mean, and we believed in that and played unselfishly, and nobody more than he did. You know, if the guy had played selfishly, he would have had way more stats than that. But he loved to win. He loved to laugh. You know, obviously, you know, one of my best teammates of all time. And, you know, my locker partner was Willie McCovey. You know, best friend Jerry Maddox. This guy saw no color. He played really with a vengeance, which is a little different than a chip on your shoulder, because he already knew, really, that he was good and coming. He did whatever it took to be able to win the game. I mean, 10-time All-Star, you know, silver bat, 6 times, gold gloves. I asked, yo, man, have you checked this guy's stats out? I said, you know, this ain't no popularity kind of contest. You get in for what you've done. And just a great teammate again. Can't say enough about him.
Gary Matthews joining us here on Rahimi and Harris to talk about his former teammate, the late Ryan Sandberg, passing away last night at the age of 65. Gary, really appreciate you doing this. I have to ask you, in his post-playing days, his post-managerial days, what were the conversations like the last time you checked in on Rhino?
In terms of when he stopped managing or recently?
Yeah,
or?
just more recently. What were your conversations like? I mean, I know he was going through a tough time. We thought that he had beaten cancer, that only for it to come back.
Yeah, I had talked with him when he was out playing golf there with his son. And I remember calling Bobby D back and saying, man, Rhino's out playing golf. Looks like we're going to be out there again with him. And it wasn't to be. And I would have said that would have been, I don't know, maybe a couple months ago, month and a half, and he was as happy as a lark playing golf with his son. I mean, obviously. And with so many people calling, and probably out of all his teammates, the guy that has taken it the worst probably would be Sean Dunston, I would think, because he kind of really took Sean under his wing along with, you know, Andre Dawson. I'm sure – you know, Andre and really Sean Dunston. I mean, he just loved those guys. I mean, he loved us all, but I mean, you know, like with Sean coming up early, really making him the player that he was. He gave his time, his expertise, and he just didn't let guys down.
I said in the first segment, Sarge, that it came off to me that he really understood, even though he wasn't the flashy, look at me, bravado type of guy, he understood who he was and what he meant to Cubs fans, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely. You kidding me? Oh, yes, yes, yes. And he adored them. You know, Rhino adored the fans and so on. Evident of when we won in 84, coming out and saluting or talking or whatever with the fans. And he would always say, hey, you know, it's for the fans. I mean, he just thought that was really important. And I think one of the reasons he really played so hard is because of the fans. And I can tell you this, around the league, he had the utmost respect from veteran players. You know, a lot of times you want to know how a particular hitter is. Talk to some of the pitchers back in those particular days. I mean, he just wore Suter out. Suter, one of the best pitchers of all time. He didn't hit one, he hit two. Oh, my gosh. I mean, like, holy cow. I mean, it's just, it's incredible.
That's
to have seen him grow the way that he did.
That's Gary Sarge Matthews, longtime MLB player, Ryan Sandberg's teammate from 84 to 86, and our guest for the last few minutes on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Gary, thank you so much for joining us on this day, and I know it couldn't be easy for you today, mourning the loss of your friend, but coming here and helping us celebrate the memory of your friend is more than we can ask for, man. So thank you so much.
Sarge, we really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, Marsh. It's been an honor to talk about it.
Thank you so much, Sarge.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Take care. There's Gary Sarge Matthews joining us on the Circus Sports Illinois. I got goosebumps, man. I'm not even kidding, and I'm sure this won't be the last time today that I get goosebumps, or like I said, get a little choked up, but you can just tell the impact that he had on the people who he crossed paths with.
Not just the respect of the fans, but also of his peers and those who he spent every day with when he was working through those 16 seasons on a Major League Baseball field. And just, Rhino will be missed.
Yeah, absolutely. And he'll be remembered all day and beyond here on The Score. Like I said before, we'll talk with Bruce Miles, who covered those Cubs teams, coming up at 11. Ian Happ at 11:25. But open phone lines, open segment for you coming up next at 312-644-6767. Rami Makhlouf in for Layla. It's Rahimi and Harris right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What's so cool is that I think, you know, what we do for a living is about, like, competing and beating people. And but his presence was almost due to kindness. That's such a rare, and he was probably living in a higher level than the rest of us. That's what he was known for. That's what made him special. And that's why people like that make you better. They make you better people.
There's Cubs manager Craig Counsell talking about Ryan Sandberg, his interactions with him, his place with the Cubs here recently. I love that Craig Counsell seems to understand, and obviously he would, being the age that he is and the baseball guy that he is, who Ryan Sandberg was, what he meant to this organization, bringing the whole team out for his statue ceremony last week. It is Rahimi and Harris, Rami Makhlouf in for Layla along with Marshall Harris today. Craig Counsell was like a Ryan Sandberg fan like the rest of us. You know what I mean?
I think the important thing is on a day like this to understand, like, you either understand Ryan Sandberg's place in not only the city of Chicago and the history of the Cubs, but in the game of baseball,
yes,
or you don't.
Right.
And I hope you are the earlier, not the later. Because let me tell you something. Ryan Sandberg, before everybody was all roided up and hitting bombs everywhere, when he had that 40 home run season, I was like, oh, this dude can do everything.
Yeah.
He can do it all.
Like, he changed his hitter profile 7-8 years into his career and started hitting bombs. You know what I mean? He was like speedy triples, doubles hitter before that. And it was at the urging of Jim Frey, the general manager at the time, but turned into a home run hitter, like, mid-career. Guys don't do that. You just don't do, well, at least not without the aid of you know, performance enhancers. Guys just don't do that. We want to celebrate Ryan Sandberg with you today at 312-644-6767. The outpouring of gratitude and condolences and celebrating the man continue. Former President Barack Obama, Chicago native, tweeted out, Hall of Famer and Cubs stalwart Ryan Sandberg was just a great baseball player. He was a class act who never cheated the game, maybe alluding to what you were just talking about there, Marshall. Everyone in Chicago, including White Sox fans, will miss him deeply. Let's get out to these phones. 312-644-6767. Donna is in Ashton. Now she's on the score. What's up, Donna?
Yeah, hi, guys. I'm just got in thinking about his family, but sharing some memories. That 1984 season was probably one of my first memories of really going to Cubs games, even though I'm old enough to kind of remember the 69 guys. But the summer I went to the most games ever was 1984, even though that last game and the players coming out and thanking the fans. And after that season, boy, he was my all-time favorite player and still was and always will be. and had the opportunity to meet him in London when they were over there. Yeah. So the joke is I had to go all the way over to London to meet my favorite player. And he was coming out of a pub as we were going in, and I'm like, hey, Rhino, can I just get a quick picture? And he, yeah, sure, sure. And he was shaking hands and taking pictures with the fans. And I'll never forget that moment or all the moments that came before.
I appreciate the call, Donna.
And Donna, thanks so much. That we've heard that story so many times about him willing to take pictures, autographs, whatever. Rhino's there for you.
Take the time, yeah, and really sort of appreciate what it meant to people. You know what I mean? That's something that not just athletes, but celebrities. You know what I mean? And you look, they're pulled in a million different directions, and it can get exhausting. Marshall, you know some pro athletes. I know some pro athletes from doing what we do. It can be exhausting, and it's a strain on their time. You know what I mean? And it can just get annoying sometimes when you're as famous as some of these guys are. He seemed to really embrace it and never see the bad side of that fame or that stardom.
I want to share this text from 815. Don't mean this to sound rude, but the difference between Rhino and a mega superstar like MJ is no one, fans, will have any personal stories about MJ and meeting MJ, but thousands of Cubs fans have personal stories about Ryan and interacting with Ryan. He loved and respected the fans and their importance to his career. And I think that's pretty accurate.
And not just in the way that he treated the fans and what we're talking about here, Marshall, but unlike a Michael Jordan or unlike a Walter Payton, those guys, the way that they were built and just the aura around them, they seemed larger than life and almost untouchable. Rhino seemed like just a regular dude, both in his stature. Like you said, he when we were talking with Sarge, he wasn't a guy who made a ton of flashy plays because he was just always in the right place at the right time through his preparation and practice. Everything about him seemed like it was, I don't want to say normal or achievable, but he just seemed like a normal person, where a lot of athletes, they, whether it's because of their aura, their attitude, or just their athletic ability, they seemed larger than life, or like something that I couldn't be or you couldn't be. He talked about the 60 ground balls he would take at the end of practice. I remember me and my brother taking that to heart. And going out, I played catcher, my brother played second base and outfield, and we'd go out by ourselves when it wasn't, you know, baseball practice day, and I'd throw him or hit him grounders, and he's throwing me short hops as I'm trying to learn the catcher position and how to block a baseball. That we knew it wasn't some crazy God-given ability that he was just blessed with, that it was the hard work that made him the player that he was. It was the preparation that made him the player that he was. And if you grew up at that time, I think it sort of rubbed off on you. And it's something that I pride myself on my preparation for doing what I do here or anything else I do in life. I pride myself on that preparation and doing more or in my mind, doing more than anybody else to be ready for the moment. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, the example that can be set by these pro athletes, these superstar athletes, and understanding when they tell you something, you take it and you run with it.
Yeah.
That's what kids do.
Yep. Let's go back out to the phones. 312-644-6767. Let me get in Bob in Hazel Green. You're on the Score. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. Hey. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to call in. Lifelong Cubs fan. It's like Sandberg was like your hero. And I actually got to meet him not once but twice at a Cubs convention back in 2003. So they have at the Cubs convention, they have all these guys. They're like there for an hour. We actually stood, my wife and I stood in line for 2 hours to meet him. And, you know, the hour's coming down and we're snaking through the line. And my wife's like, we're almost there. I says, I'm not there until I'm sitting right next to him. You know, as luck would have, you know, I get to sit next to him. And it's like, what do you say to your idol? And I just told him, I said, you know what? I've been a fan of yours since I've been born. I played second base in Little League in high school. I'm like, you're the reason why I'm a Cubs fan. I just thank you. And he was so appreciative of it. Took a picture. He signed my Sandberg jersey. And it was just incredible just being able to sit there and talk to him. As luck would have it, later that night, my wife and I, we go to Harry Carey's for dinner, and we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, there's like this big table coming in, and I go to my wife, I'm like, you are not going to believe this, but Ryan Sandberg is coming in here. He sat right behind us with his family and Dutchie Carey, and as we're getting ready to leave, my wife's like, you're going to say something? I'm like, I'm not going to bother him unless there's a lull in the conversation. But I said, get up by the doorway with your camera just in case. And as we walk by him, there's like a lull in the conversation, and I stopped, and I look at Dutchie, and I said, you know, thank you very much, Dutchie, for having us. This is a great restaurant. Sandberg looks at me and says, isn't the food here great? And I said, yes, it is. I said, it's our first time here. I said, I even went to his wife and said, thank you very much for making him accessible to all of our fans, because he's one of the reasons why everybody's here. And for him to just be so gracious, you know, I even went, when he was the coach or the manager of the Peoria Chiefs, we actually went to a Kane County's Cougars game just to watch him manage. And we were able to sit right behind the dugout. And I mean, I'm just getting goosebumps talking to you guys, because he was like, if you ever think that you're going to meet your hero, your idol, and I was able to do it, it's, you know, it was just a heck of a feeling.
Bob, appreciate the call, man. And so many stories like that. Started last night with Chuck Swirsky, and through the morning with Mully and Haw, and now here on Raheemy and Harris. Just so many people who had the opportunity to meet their hero, and he made it a memorable moment and something that they'll look back on and appreciate for the rest of their lives. We celebrate Ryan Sandberg today here on The Score with you at 312-644-6767. If you're on hold, hang right there. Keep the text coming. We see them. They're flying in, and we'll try to get to as many of them as we can. After a short break, though, we'll talk with Bruce Miles, who covered those Ryan Sandberg Cubs teams for so long for the Daily Herald. He'll join me, Rami Makhlouf, in for Layla, along with Marshall Harris on Raheemy and Harris right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.